11 minutes past 8. It's Tuesday. And we're grooving. Earth, Wind and Fire. Still sounding groovy. Since 1981. On this track, at least. We're coming out of your radio. It's 88 FM, live from the heart of Bolito. Grooving into a little catch-up chat with our friend Barry Chapman. Who's in the house?
Morning.
How you doing, dude?
I know. Very, very cool. After a little bush retreat.
This is what I want to talk about.
A little bush retreat. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, look, I mean, Barry, even when he's, quote-unquote, relaxing, he's getting his hands dirty and helping out in all manner of different ways. I mean, look, we know you as the plumbing guy, you know, Chapman Plumbing, but you wear other hats. And this last weekend, you were up in Umfolozi. What hat were you wearing?
So I have the honor of wearing the hat as the chairman of the Umfolozi Honorary Officers.
Hey, so for those nature lovers, outdoor lovers who appreciate the natural spaces that we still have as protected natural reserves, what falls under the umbrella of the watchful eye of the Umfolozi Honorary Officers?
So the Honorary Officers through KZN are we basically the Isimvela KZN Wildlife Honorary Officers, and we get together and we go and sit with our section rangers and park managers and things like that and see in what areas they need assistance, because their budgets are unbelievably short. So to give you an example, last financial year the honorary officers throughout KZN contributed in excess of 22 million rand to the
honorary
operations. Yeah.
So this wasn't coming from a government budget somewhere. This was private individuals,
private fundraised, private money that has been raised to put into conservation.
Wow! So I mean, this honorary structure is actually critical, crucial, and pivotal in keeping the parks functioning and alive, right?
100%. We add immense value to it. I mean, we had issues not so long ago where there was a generator that failed and self-combusted.
It burnt down.
It burnt down. with that, in the same kind of time, we had pumps that were pushing up from the river, going through the water treatment plant up to another reservoir, and then pumping all the way to the top of the hill to feed areas like game capture and our wonderful centenary center. We've got the museum and everything inside it. And that infrastructure had just failed. And instead of, you know, we went to go inspect it, the pump was broken, no water, but there's two pumps in place. One pump had broken long time ago, but one pump's okay because at least it's pumping water.
Yeah.
But when that one gives up, you've got no backup. So the honorary officers got together and we have now replaced the pumps. We've replaced the generator and we've now have the two pumps that are duty and cycle pumps that will cycle between each other. We've now put a little SLA together between the honorary officers to periodically send a motor away for an annual service. Which has been a game changer, because every single time the water would shut down, they would then get a 16,000 litre water tanker.
Ew.
And that thing runs up and down. So you can think about the carbon footprint that is happening there with that thing. And they're already on budget limitations with diesel. Now they're going to run a tanker up and down.
Yeah, not an ideal workaround at all. But you start to get the picture then, just how crucial this private intervention, this honorary officer role is.
The other thing that we did was in conjunction with WWF and Isimvelo, the honorary officers did a solar installation.
Yeah.
So Sensible Solar, WWF, Isimvelo and the honorary officers collaborated together, and we put in a massive solar system that supports game capture and the nerve center and the vets. So literally with any slight little breath of wind, the electricity used to go off, and sometimes it'd be 3 weeks with no power.
Oh my word.
So you've got vets that are now ending up running generators to keep fridges cold, to keep their drugs refrigerated. You've got a nerve center that's running generators. That's literally the nerve center for KZN, for all their undercover operations, making sure things are staying safe.
Yeah.
So that was an absolute game changer, that solar system.
And that's been recent, I mean.
Yes, yeah, this year.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But this is good stuff, and it's happening. Up the drag. But it's hungry work. And it is continually in need of support. And, you know, the general public, there are good hearts here in our community. We know this. There's a lot of nature-loving hearts. And there are ways that you can help support the mission without necessarily becoming an honorary officer yourself. Like what just happened this last weekend?
Yes. So this last weekend, we had the Infolozi Outrun. Which is an event that's a collaboration between the MP Foundation, MP Concepts, Isimvelo KZN Wildlife, and again the Infolozi Honorary Officers, and it's a 2-day trail run event through a Big Five game reserve, the oldest reserve in Africa.
Wow.
So, and it's also one of the very, very few, if not the only, event where you get to run on single track. Through a reserve. So the first day is a 20K run, and this year was the first year that they introduced a 10K shorter run on the first day as well, which was popular. And then on Sunday you do a little 13K loop around the game capture area and everything like that. And it was so well received. And by our residents and Belito and everybody get together, come and attend those events. They're so much fun, and you don't understand yourself by supporting the fundraising table, supporting the bar and things like that. It allows us to be able to raise funds to put that money straight back into the reserve. So the more you guys attend, the more we can put back into the park.
And the story continues, and we can keep the institution alive and kicking, and keep the legitimately the oldest game reserve still functioning.
So think about this: the white rhino.
Yeah.
Every white rhino that's around the zoo, whether it's in Australia Zoo or in America somewhere, or up in a reserve up in Africa, has originated from the Infolozi Game Reserve.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And that was part of a serious conservation program.
Yeah,
that
was Ian Player and a whole big crew of guys that got together to save the rhino. I mean, the rhino was on the verge of extinction. I think there was 1,200 or 1,500 left in the world. And they've now all over the place again, because all coming out of the center of Infolozi Game Reserve.
This little cradle of natural wonder.
Yeah, I mean, from the Infolozi Honorary Officer side, we're sitting with a number of about 35 honorary officers.
It's not a lot, eh?
No, it's not a lot, but we have the dream team. Like, the guys just knuckle down and get the work done, and they make it happen. We laugh and joke together. You know, yes, there's work to be done. You might as well have some fun while you're doing it. And we literally have guys that are so committed to making things happen. The events that we had run, we have a mountain bike challenge as well in June, and then the art run. They're seamless. The last two events have been absolutely seamless. They literally have the dream team.
Wow.
Like, crushed it.
Well, go figure. And with Olympic level plumbing athlete Barry Chapman captaining the team, it's in good hands. We know this. So for anyone listening, if there's an interest to get involved, to get involved, you know, behind the honorary officers, the Isimvelo Wildlife Honorary Officer team, whether it's in a private capacity or in some kind of business, corporate support, what's the best way to get in touch, Barry?
Well, they can get hold of me on my cell phone, 082-571-6455. We can also, through central office, issue a Section 18A certificate, which also is quite a value add for those that want to donate.
Hey.
Yeah, and I mean, we sit there, we do what we do because we love the environment and we want to protect the environment and conservation for future generations so that we all get the opportunity to love and enjoy what we do.
This is the story, man. And when there's another exciting fundraising event on the horizon, will you let us know? We can get the word out far and wide.
100%. This perfect.
Great stuff, man. And back home now on the plumbing front, having spent some tough time out in the wild, but a good time. Now back in modernity and back in civilization, what should the general public be looking out for right now as a top tip on the plumbing and water management front?
Well, let's just do a short little quick one about water management. And, you know, first off, know where your water meter is on your property. Know how to turn your water meter off if you have an issue within your property. Too many times we go to properties and people don't even know where their water meter is to isolate their water. Take a reading once a week of your water meter and just compare it and understand how it reads. I mean, if you phone me and I'll explain to you how it works. Because you don't want to wait until the end of the month, which is a whole 30 days plus before your bill arrives to you, and you now end up with a 10, 30, 40, 50,000 rand bill because you have water running out underground and you're watering the trees in the whole neighborhood.
Expensive operation, but it happens. It happens a lot.
So, yeah, know where your water meter is, know where to turn it off, and take a weekly reading. Just keep track of it. There are special devices out there that you can install that come up on a phone app. So those are available as well. We're installing a few of them around now. Water is precious. Protect it.
There you go. That's our plumbing superhero, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, giving you some useful advice, practical stuff on a Tuesday. And Barry, we'll do it again next week. And wishing you just a smooth sailing plumbing week ahead. What do you
say? Champion.
Yeah, you heard it here on Radio Life and Style, so you know it's true.